This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
Your government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Like I said, we got a lot of things going on. Remember to visit our websites, ncs51.com, ncs51.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. So anyway, we've got a massive amount of stuff to cover in just a few 3 hours. And I know we'll get through most of it, but if we don't get through it, you know, heck, you never know. I might go and broadcast some more hours for you. There's just so much going on, and I want to thank everybody at Red State Talk Radio. What a great organization we are at Red State Talk Radio. And Scott and Leonore are doing just an absolutely fantastic job, and I hope you're listening to all of our shows. We have Jim White prior to them, and we'll be talking about more and more of the programming at Red State Talk Radio. Absolutely stand and deliver talk radio. Okay, so we've got just tons of things, to cover. Let's talk about the, here we go again. It's the, back in the Vietnam War era, I can remember the weekly death reports. The number of men who had sacrificed their lives and died, and then the wounded. You know, 2,000 this week, 500 that week. Yeah, I mean, it was a rather somber reports that were coming in from CBS and ABC and NBC. They were the only channels to watch. You only had three national broadcasting companies at the time. So everybody had the same groupthink going on. course, now you have hundreds of providers out there, including us, in different media sources and formats. It's shocking that you have so many to choose from. That's the problem. How do you get all of them unified to one, have one message? And, of course, the mainstream media, they've got the dollar bills of George Soros and the influences that are trying to destroy this country, obviously. And then it's all parsed out to us, the non-mainstream media, the alternative media. So you have to pick and choose. And a lot of you are picking and choosing, Brent State and Agenda 21 Radio. Thank you very much for your news sources. So we really want to say a shout-out thank you to you. I know this is taking a little bit longer than I probably had planned or had scheduled for this morning. But I just want to say thank you to all those that are loyal listeners of Agenda 21 Radio and also the contributors, because I've got a slew of citizen journalists. Some of you have been with me for years, never met you, but we know each other. We talk on the phone, and I just want to say thank you. We've got a big task ahead of us, of course, and the big task is continuing the draining of the swamp and making sure that Donald J. Trump becomes continues to be the 45th president of the United States. And, of course, it's just driving the left nuts, isn't it? Now, all of a sudden, he wants everybody to mask up. I mean, listen. Don't be fooled. Donald Trump does not believe the mask, in my opinion, works. It may work in spots, they're saying. I'm not a believer in it at all. Absolutely not. But, I do think that if you have a problem and you feel uncomfortable, you can wear a mask. But, don't shame me for not wearing a mask. I already had the COVID virus. I got sick. And people tell me I should be wearing, I said, no, I'm not wearing a mask. I have a disability to begin with, which you can't know about, because the law says you're not permitted. But when Donald J. Trump says, put on a mask, put on a mask. I'm not going to do that. I'm not. First of all, I'm COVID free. I'm not, and I've got the antibodies. I'm not going to get it again. And here's the other problem that we're having. And again, we have so many inconsistencies in the way that they're adding up the math, of course, and the way that these cases are being brought forward in the high degree. The death rates are just not there. See, I look at the death rates, and of course, now we're starting to scrutinize the death rates that we've seen because we know that there's other additional factors that people can die from besides the COVID virus. And in some places, just a simple test and just the look and a glance says, oh, yeah, they died of COVID virus. That suffices for a tally on the tally strokes for those that have COVID virus. That's going in the reportage. See, it's the fraudulent behavior of so many people around this thing that drives you to believe that this is a complete pandemic hoax. And that's why I say that. And, of course, understanding the biologics, just rebreathing and all that stuff is harmful for you. They've come out with some non-scientific information about hairdressers and things like that and how well they've survived it. And then none of their people had it, and people came down with the COVID. Symptoms are so different, too. That's the other thing. But here we go in Chicago again. Unbelievable. 15 hurt in funeral parlor shootout. Just last night. I was watching this number go up. I think we had 12, 10. It was 10. Then it got to 12. Then it got to 4. Now it's 15. This is as of the latest. This is, now it says this article was published 8 hours ago. That's not what they were saying just about 15 minutes ago. I know they were saying 14 people were hurt because I was looking at the screen. Now they're saying 15. So they've updated it. And, when's it ever going to stop, right? And Lightfoot doesn't want any help. But the people there are clamoring for a federal help to come in. Now, juxtaposition that with, of course, Portland. Portland, the totalitarian state that it is, it's a shambles. And they brought it onto themselves. What's wrong with these people, right? What's wrong with these people? Well, let's see. Let's get this quick report here from Shannon Bream. She's on it. This is last night's report, and this is as it came out last night as we saw it. Here we go. I think we're going.
Go straight to correspondent Brian Yenis. He's live with all that breaking news from Chicago. Good evening, Brian. Shannon, good evening. This is the most amount of shooting victims in one incident in recent memory in Chicago. At about 6:30 p.m. tonight, four individuals in a black vehicle opened fire in the south side of Chicago outside of a funeral home. 14 people were shot. Some of those funeral attendees ended up opening fire on that vehicle. We do not know the specific conditions of the victims, only that most are in serious to critical condition. They have been sent to five area hospitals. Some 60 gun shell casings have been found on the scene. The suspects crashed that vehicle that they were in, and they fled the scene. The police do have one person of interest in custody. The motive is unknown at this time, but we know that one officer was assigned to protect that funeral as a precaution. The funeral was for a man that was shot and killed just a mile and a half away from that funeral home. Now, tonight's shooting happened amid a major spike in gun violence in Chicago, where year-to-date, shootings are up 47% and murders are up 51%. Before this shooting, President Trump reportedly signed off on sending 150 Homeland Security investigative agents to Chicago to reinforce local law enforcement there. Witnesses to tonight's shooting say they welcome that federal help.
Here we go.
I wish it would stop, and that we're glad the federal troops are here in Chicago, because the violence is literally just as worse as the Pandora. The Pandaras. Yes. And so, I mean, we need more cops and federal troops, because it's literally like we're in Iraq or something.
2 weeks ago, President Trump and the Department of Justice launched Operation Legend, an effort to send federal law enforcement reinforcements to cities experiencing a recent surge in gun violence.
It started. This is exactly what should be happening. Bring in the troops to Chicago. We'll be right back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. We'll use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715. Promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And we're going to go back to this article. It's actually halfway through its cycle here because they bring up what is going on in Portland. So I figure we're just going to kill two birds with one bullet, right? I mean, is this just defy logic? What's going on in these cities? Does it just defy logic that we're allowing these people to rampage? And it's okay. Listen. It's not okay. It just leads to worse things. And now they're saying when you bring in the federal troops, you know, well, you bring in the feds, they aren't even troops. They're just sworn officers, which they can do, by the way. They can swear them in as other officers. And U.S. Marshals, anybody in the basic federal government can be put in as U.S. Marshals, which I think is a pretty clever trick, right? It sure stopped the problems in Washington, D.C. suddenly when nobody was trying to do anything to help protect the White House. And by the way, I'm all in. This is the big rage. I know we have some new California folks that are going to be painting Mega 2020 in front of a Black Lives Matter thing on the street. That's going to be happening very shortly in a number of different locations throughout California. I just thought I'd warn you. It's kind of a little giddy little thing because it's a forum. It's a political forum. And de Blasio, it's coming for you too. It's going to be great, right? Competing. I mean, they opened up the forum. That's what it is. It's a public. It's now a public forum for expression, the streets. It was for traffic, but now it's for streets. Right. It's just for a forum. That's all it is. The streets. I mean, it's flat. It's like paper. You know, I mean, well, it's black paper. But you can put yellow on Black Lives Matter, and you can put red, white, and blue and make it Mega 2020 or something like that. That's a fact. We just had that up in Redwood City, so we'll talk about that. But I want to get back to this article about what's going on. I mean, it's just chaos in these cities. And, you know, the governors and the mayors aren't really doing too much. Pritzker. You know, he's the governor of Chicago. He's the governor of Illinois, which is Chicago's in Illinois. Now, I know there's a movement to have new Illinois away from Chicago, which, you know, maybe Pritzker would like to be king of the hill of, you know, of the old Illinois. Because Chicago would effectively become the old Illinois. And you'd get, you know, you'd get new Illinois. We're going to continue on with this little bit here about the Portland situation's coming up. They're talking about the bringing in the feds to Chicago. They've already got a preliminary contingent there that are investigating things. And, of course, what really needs to happen is that there certainly has got to be some federal case that can be made for the mayor there, who's just been absolutely grossly incompetent. They've had a whole stream of grossly incompetent. Rahm Emanuel. See a crisis. So the constant crisis is that there's constant murder and mayhem going on in Chicago. Well, they had 10 dead last weekend. And then I was reporting yesterday, the night before was 10. And then all of a sudden now we get 14. The original storyline, of course, to this one was 14. It's now 15. Shot, I don't know how many dead. And I don't know how many were dead from the, you know, I think there's another number out here somehow. That's what I'm looking for. I know I'm talking too much. Shut up. God, get this guy off the radio.
Violence. It started in Kansas City, Missouri, which is experiencing a record homicide rate. Today, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot accepted the same federal help to bolster the FBI, DEA, and the ATF there. But she said that the agents would be managed in part by the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Illinois. Mayor Lightfoot making it very clear she is wary of federal agents being deployed as they have been in Portland, Oregon, where the feds are accused of using excessive force and violating civil rights in confrontations with groups of protesters who have been attempting to destroy the federal courthouse there. And in a tweet tonight sent by the mayor just minutes before that shooting in Chicago, Mayor Lightfoot wrote this, quote, under no circumstances will I allow Donald Trump's troops to come to Chicago and terrorize our residents. Shannon, it is important to note that the federal agents that are in Portland, according to the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, are there because they sent them there. DHS says those agents are there to protect federal property from rioters. They are not sent there under Operation Legend to help with traditional crime. That is a whole separate operation. But again, what we're seeing here is both sides of the political aisle, they're conflating both issues for political points. And that's a whole separate situation. But DHS saying what's happening in Portland is not Operation Legend, which is federal agents reinforced.
He's saying both sides are conflating. Are you kidding me? What kind of a stupid report was that, idiot? Both sides are conflating? 55 consecutive days now in Portland, they've been rioting and attempting to tear down, burn, and destroy federal property. What kind of a what kind of conflation is that, moron? This is a Fox News report. Are you kidding me? Both sides. It's both sides. We want to be fair and balanced. Fair and BS is what you're doing. Fair and unfair. The federal government has a right to do this. It has a responsibility. It's got a duty to do this. These rioters do not. We walked through it the night before, where they brought out the moms. They brought out the moms and they brought out the grandmas, all dressed in yellow and orange, to stand in front of the courthouse so that they weren't, you know, peaceful protest. And it was. Shockingly, it was, until all of a sudden about 10 o'clock, the moms and grandmas have to go home and go to bed. And then it's game on for the riot. Then they go after the federal courthouse and they start smashing windows. They break through the barriers. They start What in the world? Where are the police? Where are the police to protect that moron? The federal government has a right to do this. And in fact, the federal government should be in their right. I think the president's very slow to respond to this. I do. I think he needs to be in there with troops today and quelling this, stopping it, taking these people off the jail. It's out of control there. They've lost control in Portland. They've clearly lost control in Chicago. And, you know, these people, by their inactions, are complicit in the criminal behavior of these people. To blame this on the federal troops that are there protecting the courthouse is part of their ploy. It's Donald Trump's troops. Right. As if, what do you expect them to do? These are people that are supposed to protect federal property. And they're supposed to protect the lives and livelihood and everything else of American citizens. Have we forgot that? Freedom from domestic violence? Well, there sure is a lot of domestic, that's Article 4, Section 4. There's a hell of a lot of violence going on in those cities. They're not free. Those citizens, that gentleman that was on there from Chicago, he and his family, they're not free from domestic violence. 14 people shot. 15 people shot at a funeral parlor. What kind of games can you play in a funeral parlor? No parlor games for you. I mean, that's what this is. They're part of the problem. Now, wait. Hold it. Let's get ready for it. I know what she's trying to do. I know what they're trying to do in Portland. It's so out of control, the government can't control it here. they're going to twist it around. They're going to flip the script again, say Donald Trump can't control these cities. They're just out of control. And look at this. He's done it himself. He's brought it on. Let's bring in the United Nations. They've already threatened to do that in Chicago. That's old news, by the way. That's not new news. That was something that was going on with Rahm Emanuel. He was promoting that. Time to bring in the troops. The people are calling for it, and leadership there in Chicago is not. And that should tell you that they are complicit in the criminal behavior of these people and aiding and abetting the murders of people in Chicago. After all, they are American citizens that are dying, even when they're 6 and 7 and 3 years old.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and of course, NCS51.com. A lot of good information. Learn about Abraham Lincoln and how he brought in Nevada. It's essential learning for New Californians, I might add. Essential learnings. By the way, we're going to open up the phone lines, I think. I just have a feeling we need to do that, right? See how you guys feel about this Lightfoot woman. Is she lightheaded? Seems to be. How appropriate, Lightfoot to Lighthead. So that means it's not real dense in between, right? I'm not even sorry. You put yourself up to this, girlfriend. When you start doing things where essentially you're advocating the murder of your own people, then you deserve every bit of it. And I think that there's got to be something we can do to stop all this. And she's the problem. And now the people are saying they want help from Donald Trump. Her own people. Is she out of touch? They need to recall her. That's what really needs to happen, is they need to recall this woman. She's a leftist. She's a communist. She's doing everything she can to help create the chaos. This is what they all want, is chaos like this. So if you're a card-carrying communist, as you might find in Portland, their mayor, and of course Lightfoot, their mayor here, then guess what? They want the upheaval. They want the lawlessness. This is exactly what this is designed to do. You can't put it any other way. If she was truly caring about her people, all she's doing, these people need to respond, stop this. And of course, it's interesting what she says. This is very interesting. This should tell you everything. This came out, it says here, under no circumstances will I allow Donald Trump's troops to come to Chicago and terrorize a residence, Lightfoot wrote. Shockingly, she wrote it just before the shooting of the 14. Shocking. Now she's backtracking, like, no. Lightfoot's Twitter message vowing to bar the feds and referring to the Trump administration as a dictatorship went out almost simultaneously as a drive-by attack. This is what one report is saying. I got two reports on this. And on a day when a number of other shootings occurred elsewhere in the city. That's what I was referring to. I think that number, as I recall from yesterday, before we got to this one, was 10. And we'd had an unknown number of deaths from that. And so far I have not seen where that has been broken down more so than that. That's all I know. I'm just a person after all. So this now adds 15 to the 25 shootings and people at least wounded. At least, well, obviously wounded. Some may be dead. I don't have a number on the death rate business, and it probably won't for another day or so, actually. But when you have 25 people shot in your own city in a matter of hours, what's up with that? I mean, it's just a shooting gallery out there in these communities. It's uncontrolled. And, of course, we've got all the stories. Listen, during the Rahm Emanuel time frame, when all the cartels were really hustling in, MS-13 and 8-Tray and 18-Tray, 18th Street, all these other people, Bloods and Crips, Sereños, Norteños, 13, all this stuff, coming in the Sinaloa, all that stuff coming into Chicago, they were putting arms out everywhere to the criminals. There was gun control, sure, for the people with guns that legally could have them. Remember all that stuff? You can't buy a gun in Chicago and all this legally, but you can go down the street and buy one for $10, a big bad gun too. Then you want another gun? You want more ammunition? Free ammunition to all. That was basically what's been going on since Rahm Emanuel. Is there any wonder why you have so many shootings? It's just okay to shoot and kill people. It's okay. You know, when people get that little bloodlust thing going on, do you ever talk to people who've shot and murdered people? Yeah. And people just take it for granted to murder other people? Yeah, I've talked to MS-13 folks. Yeah, I get it. I get the assassination mentality. It's okay. It's not a big deal. They get over thresholds to kill. Bloodlust starts in. That's a fact. That is a fact. But this is okay with Miss Lightfoot. And then you got the Portland guy. What a moron he is. Anyway, I'm name calling, but I'm trying to insist that something happen here. This woman is a loon, and something needs to happen. She needs to be replaced. And if the people of Chicago aren't going to do it, and if you're talking about Mr. Pritzker, the governor, he's not going to do it. What about Madigan? Can he do that? Oh, no. I have to do this one, right? I know the new Illinois folks. Madigan is the speaker of the House, basically, or the Assembly in Chicago. And he's about the most corrupt guy on the planet and has been for a long time. I mean, this guy is corrupt to the max. And Madigan, you know, we got him to bite on the resolutions, which is kind of interesting. But I'm not going to tell you about that story because that's kind of like double secret probation, top secret stuff. Anyway, but Madigan holds everything up. If you're a Republican, forget it. It's not going to go anywhere. Unless you got about another $100,000 or maybe $1 million you can throw his way. He might put it on the floor for something, right? But anyway, this guy is now, he's busted. In fact, where's our website? We have been running a story on him, Mr. Madigan, because he's got a lot of federal charges coming at him. Those indictments. And, you know, people are saying that Trump's not doing anything about the indictments and all that other stuff. That's horse hockey. He's got a lot of indictments, a lot of people coming out, a lot of arrests going on. Just look what happened in Chicago, in Ohio. You know, Ohio. There's some places in Ohio that are deeply ensconced with pedophilia rings. I think that's going to come out, unfortunately, for those cities. And it's going to come out for some certain sports organizations, leagues, and other entities about their child pedophilia predilections. Could it be the NBA? Could it be the NFL? Could it be NASCAR? Hold on, folks. We'll just have to wait and see, huh? We know about Hollywood. You know, isn't it interesting? You're not hearing too much about Hollywood these days. You know, this is a pedophile thing. Even Mel Gibson spoke up about it. Everybody knows the dirty little secret in Hollywood is pedophilia. You know, I learned... My whole world introduction to all this was back in the 1980s when they first formed the Los Angeles Police Department Crimes Against Children's Task Force. I was trained by those folks. I took the training. You talk about red pill. Boy, those are every hour on the hour you're taking red horse pills. Very enlightening. That stuck in my brain. All the stuff that we learned. And, of course, it's all here now, haunting society, all this stuff, from those folks, the pedophiles. But the Hollywood pedophiles are just they're rounding up the usual suspects, and they have been doing that. People don't realize that, how much good that's been going on by the rounding up of these pedophiles. Now, there's still problems, and there's still places like in California, like around Sacramento, might I add, which you have a lot of people involved in child sex trafficking. You have a lot of adjudicated minors that are being taken advantage of. Oh, adjudicated minor. Yeah, I mean, I can go down the whole gamut of all this stuff and get into it. I don't want to do that. I just want to bring it to light that there's a lot of investigations going on that maybe you just don't understand and see. But in Hollywood, it's a primary one for pedophilia, of course. The big King Kong pedophilia rings were down there and have been for years. But you're just not hearing too much out of Hollywood yet, are you? That's because suspects have been rounded up. Low and mid and top hanging fruit. But you don't hear about it, do you? Now, you can't give Donald Trump. But the big one, of course, was the big bust going on in Ohio. Several officials have been indicted and arrested. Wonder why Ohio? That might be important to Trump in the presidential election. What do you think?
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, just in time for the... Man, where this time goes? We have a... special guest coming up here, I think, in the second hour. I'm trying to get some report out of what's going on in Nevada City and all the masking going on and all the unmasking. Everybody's naked running around without their masks on. I'm sorry. Does it sound like I'm sorry? I am not sorry. I really am not. Ah. Oops. Oops. Shocking. Okay, I am so shocked by this data that I'm about to present to you. The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Wednesday shows that of likely U.S. voters approve of Donald Trump's job performance. Are you in suspense? You should be. Because you should be in suspense. That's really what it's all about, guys. Keeping you in suspense. Okay, so remember, let's do this again now. Repete, si vous plaît. Oui, oui. It's Wednesday. And last Monday, it was 44% approve of Donald Trump's performance. 46, excuse me. The Monday before that, it was 44%. And the Monday before that, it was 42%. Now, 46% approved this Monday, 2 days ago. And then yesterday, our reportage said 48%. Shocking. Now, here we go. Tracking poll for Wednesday shows that 49% of likely U.S. voters approve Donald Trump's job performance. Shocking. What did I say? Moi, I'm right. It's going to be a blowout. Anyway, so I just thought I'd share that with you. I'm in a sharing mood. And yeah, that's a really good number, don't you think? Yeah, 49%. And listen, shockingly, on the 22nd of July, 2012, total approval for Obama was 49%. Are these guys brothers in some way? Oh, that's just bad. That's a bad visual, isn't it? That's bad. So 49% approve of Trump. I'll take it. I'll take it. We'll take it. We'll take it. We'll take it. Yeah, I what do you say about that? It's amazing. Yep. Yep, 49%. I'm absolutely amazed. We even had a 47%. I thought I saw a 47. I guess I didn't. 45. Yeah. So 48% today. That's a big number. 49%. So, you know, it's going like I said it's going to go at this point. And I think they're going like nuts on this one. I think they are. The current index rating for strongly approved and disapproved is 3%. It's negative 5, but there's a plus or minus of 3% on that. So, yeah, that's what we have here. The job approval is a negative rating is 3, or it's 5, which is not bad at all. These are really good numbers right now. And listen, I know that everybody else is reporting Trump's this and Biden's 85,000% above Trump. God. You want to start a poll? Let's all start our own poll. Trump today up 98%, Biden 2. I think I'm going to do that. We can do a spoof. We'll do like a farce, you know. I said farce. I said farce. You guys need to clean it up out there. Farce, I said. It's not what you're thinking. And that's the problem. I have a thinking audience, and they're really thinking. They really truly are. So the tracking poll is coming in for the positive for Donald J. Trump. 49%. There it is. It just came out, you know, a few minutes ago. A little bit tardy on that. At least I'm not an hour or 2 hours late like I was doing a couple weeks ago. There's no reporting on this. So it's it's almost 10 o'clock East Coast time. Shocking. The hours are just going by too quickly. We want to spend more time with you, Agenda 21 Radio. We want to make sure we get it all correct, right? So we have a convention coming up. It's supposed to be in Jacksonville. We're going to be there. And it's going to be interesting to see how this is all going to be coordinated with the Republican National Convention. What about Kristi Noem being the vice president? Should I push that more or what? You know, South Dakota. You know, I got to tell you, when we take a look and we're scanning for New California, we're scanning states that really, you know, because there's a lot of really good states doing a lot of really good things, and her state's doing a fantastic job. Now, populations are clearly different, but fundamentals and skill sets are absolutely the same, identical to what we need out here. And because we're going to shape shift and make New California one of the shining stars, of course it will be, of the nation. And we want it to be. We want other states to be proud to be affiliated with California. And I know, listen, I get the hope and desire comments from all of you, and some of it just drives you to tears, how strongly you feel in other states about the success of New California. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. It really means a lot. When you guys start when you guys start pouring it on, literally from other states out there, we really do appreciate it. I think I'm speaking for everybody in the New California State Movement. I'm the sounding board a lot, and I know other people in our association are too. They get this from other states right now, and we're feeling the support. We're absolutely feeling the support. We really appreciate all the positive. I know everybody says there's a bunch of fruits and nuts out here. That's not the case. I'm sorry. The fruits and nuts are in California. They're not in. You have real fruits and nuts. The real ones that you buy from us in New California. But those other ones, no, they get to stay in California. Well, maybe they'll leave someplace else. I don't know. Stay with us. More to come.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
One zero.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Want to bring your attention to the couple things we're going to be doing here. Is talking about Stand Your Ground, New California State Silver Coin at SantaClaraMint.com. Go there now and buy your SantaClaraMint.com. Go there. The 51st state of our union will be New California State, and you can pre-order today the movement's earliest and only commemorative coin minted in honor of patriots who are standing your ground as New California State. Pre-order your coins today by going to SantaClaraMint.com. That is SantaClaraMint.com, all one word, .com. Purchase your coins for their historic significance. And the Stand Your Ground coin is the marker on the timeline of New California's march to be the 51st state. Purchase your coins for their one ounce of fine silver value. I have one of these coins. They're beautiful, actually. They made one for me. It says, purchase your coins for the 1 ounce silver value, and the new California state undertaking is already an historic fact and one recognized as fully constitutional by all parties involved. SantaClaraMint.com. Go there now. The silver is hot. We timestamp your history in the making. So go there, SantaClaraMint.com, and buy one of these coins for New California. Yeah. New California, it is happening. It's absolutely happening. And I know that everybody's going to be proud of our New California state, which is going to happen very soon. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.